La, da, da,
did we have
da,
a lot? Did we have a lot of listeners?
Yeah,
we didn't even know tonight.
Yes, 1798 total, like over the course.
Yay!
Hi everyone,
we're back.
Hi, how's that working?
Hope that's better now. We apologize.
I'll continue in a moment.
Joe's getting me a pretzel. He's a nice man.
Okay. I'm still seeing some chop. I don't understand what it is. It's not on my end though. Not on my end.
So it's just probably Ustream.
Ustream.
All right, well, there's nothing we can do about
Ustream's
that.
Ustream's taking a shit.
There's nothing we can do today. About that. When you get your own servers, we won't have to worry about these problems. Until then.
Yeah, damn it.
Thank you. I don't think I want to eat a pretzel on.
But all right.
Yeah, I'll save my after the show dessert.
Yeah.
Or dinner, as the case may be.
All right. There we go.
We're back. All right.
Working. What's going on?
All right.
What's going on?
Phone number, 877-962-6846. Gun talk. Call. I can hear you now.
All right.
Sorry if it's choppy. We're doing the best we can, kids.
Yes.
We've been off for a month, and so is Ustream, apparently.
Yeah. Goddamn Ustream.
All right. You're done, leaving. I was going to answer, Anthony. Can you?
See, I could listen and talk.
That is amazing. Can he listen, talk, and tinkle at the same time?
No tinkle, beer.
Beer.
No liquid
tinkle.
In.
No tinkle, beer.
So when I was half listening to Anthony, I believe his argument was that militias in other countries have held off governments for years, military for years. Was that the argument, Anthony?
Not only militaries, the American government, the American army. They've held off the American
right.
military.
But those people, now here's the thing. First of all, it's in a foreign land, so they know the layout better, like your Afghanistans and everything.
Yeah.
And they're not soft and fat like your average American. Most Americans, their use of guns is Call of Duty. They're not out there on the ranges like you. Like you would be a general.
You could get into battlefield strategies and how that would affect a battle between citizens of Iraq and citizens of America. But I think, on the whole, we're looking at the American military like, first of all, like they would be ready, willing, and able to start killing Americans.
No, of course not. Of course
That's
not.
That's a problem.
Of course not.
And I think the reason that having an armed populace would inhibit the army from going in and doing things, knowing that they would have to use deadly force on American citizens because American citizens are well armed.
Right, but essentially, if I mean, this is like a laugh. I mean, we're talking about
doomsday.
We're talking
like
doomsday.
The odds of something like that happening.
But if you just look at the technology they have now, they have drone attacks. They don't even have to send in anybody.
Right.
They could just fly shit over New York City and bombs away, and you know, there's nothing really we can do about that.
Yeah, no, I understand
but
all that.
Every day the government tries to take more of your freedoms, impose more taxes.
We're going to get
you.
To that. And this has nothing to do with taxes.
Yes, it does. It does because the government imposes things on you, and they know that some of the populace is armed. Maybe change their mind on doing some things.
Listen, it's in the Second Amendment, and if we have it, you know, listen, if you're a hunter, if you want to go out to the range like Anthony does, I got no issue with that.
Hey, look.
I don't know. I really don't like, because I play these clubs in the South and the Midwest and everything, and sometimes, depending on the state, they'll have these laws that says no guns inside, and it's like a bar or a nightclub. I think that should always be the rule. I think, you know, I don't think we should have guns mixing with people drinking and chicks
but it's
and
tempers. But it's the culture, too. If you go, I'll give an example. You go upstate, or you go up like Maine or something like that, and because I was a lumberjack and I go, you know, farmers. You have a gun rack in the back of your truck with a shotgun. A cop pulls you over. He'll go, a nice gun, where do you, you know, blah, blah, blah. You do that on Long Island, they'll lock you up.
Can't we all agree that if we're going to allow weapons, which we are, the Constitution says it, I'm not
saying.
There's a time and a place. The range. Hunting. I don't think
an intruder.
Well, you know what?
In your house. In your home.
No,
absolutely.
No.
Do we need him in dance clubs?
A judge just made a case law in Maryland just 2 days ago saying that there isn't a place. The Second Amendment does not have to be restricted by a place. Maryland was trying to restrict people to just having guns in their home. You needed a reason, a legitimate reason to own a weapon and to carry it
in the house. I'm not saying legally, but I'm saying as a society, couldn't we pretty much agree that perhaps having guns in dance clubs where people are drinking and tempers are flaring is not the best thing?
They're going to be there anyway.
You put a metal detector.
I think you should be able to carry a gun wherever you want, in order to defend yourself. I don't like the idea of being known that you're not carrying a gun if you're a legal, law-abiding citizen. So the legal, law-abiding citizens are the unarmed ones, and then the people that will be breaking those laws and going into the places that are not allowed to have guns.
You set up a metal detector. I mean, no, you can't fly with a gun. Nobody has a gun on the plane.
That's true.
So you set up.
See, I think
they
ought to hand out guns there at the gate there.
Nobody's going to play no ride. They're going to ready to take them all back. And that's a damn good idea. Let me tell you.
No one ain't going to be pulling out no rod.
But would you feel safe? Would you feel safer going to a dance club? I mean, it'd be more of a hassle. Nobody likes going through security. But if there's metal detectors, no knives, no guns. Everybody is unarmed in there. I'd feel safer.
How about walking out? How about walking to your car?
You can leave it off and security will give it to you when you come out.
Who'd want to go to that?
Wait. They're now checking your weapons at a door like a coat check.
Sure.
You know what the kind of liability problems with that? Now, also, how about the fact that you can't even hand your gun to somebody else? You're not allowed to. So I cannot. You cannot physically handle a pistol.
But this is the problem. With guns make society a more dangerous place.
No. It doesn't.
No.
The laws are just there for the legal, law-abiding people and leave them as fucking, as prey for the predatorial, illegal gun.
I wish I had the statistics in front of me on the nations in Europe and all where they have, where nobody...
Europe's a whole different fucking head, man. We are Americans. We are real American. We are. We have a different way of life. But I'll show you stats that say...
Are you going to fly away, stupid?
I'm going to fly my American flag.
Maybe you can hang yourself with it.
Let me tell you something.
I'll show you stats where states with less restrictions on gun ownership are the states that have least crimes.
So is the answer then to just let people go, well, if we're going to have guns, and we realistically we can't compete with the U.S. military at this point. Yeah. I know what your argument is, but realistically.
No, I know.
So should we be allowed to get tanks and F-16?
No, of course not. I mean...
Why not? They have guns.
They've already kept them. We're not allowed to have machine guns. They've already made those laws.
Bastards.
You can't have machine guns. So I think we've drawn the line already.
Do you
I think
agree
the
with
line
that?
Is drawn.
Do you agree with that?
I would love to be able to take some type of other test or take some kind of... And I can, as a matter of fact. I could get a federal firearms license and technically own a machine gun. Not in New York State, but in the United States, you're still able to do that. So I enjoy
Bambi,
that.
Bambi, don't stand a chance. Mm.
But basically for your average gun consumer, you're allowed to have semi-automatic rifles and semi-automatic handguns of... You know, whatever round capacity, usually dictated by the state. I'm fine with that, but there's always people that want to go that next notch down. The Brady fucking people, and I don't mean the bunch, I mean the gun control people, they're not going to go, well, it's just where we want it. Let's pack up all our shit and dissolve this organization because everything's exactly where we want it now. Cool. No, they're always going to go for the next step. And if they get that, they're not going to go, well, that was our goal. Let's all go home. They're going to go for the next thing. Until they get their goal, which is the abolition completely of the Second Amendment.
Listen, no Congress is ever going to do it.
Thank God, because they have strong lobbies like the NRA, which if you're listening, please join.
No, it's not even a lobby. They're never going to do it. It's not popular. It's not popular. And you're right, the lobbies, because they're bought and paid for.
It's not, but it's this.
It's never going to happen.
It's just like every other political subject. It's a push back, give take thing. But I don't like when I feel a right of mine. It's a fucking right.
It is a right. It's in the Constitution.
You know, and it's number two with a bullet.
I got to tell you though. here's the thing, Anthony. You are very adept at drinking.
Hey, wait a minute.
Call him a
runner. If I knew what the fuck that meant, I'd punch him.
I'll drink to that.
But you know there's a lot of people that are packing that aren't as adept at drinking that get a little stupid. Like, I've never seen you drunk. I've never seen you not drinking, but I've never seen
That's
you drunk.
True.
So, you Magic know, trick. Normally I'd be a little concerned, but by sure. all observations, you're pretty good at handling it.
I have a lot of self-control.
But doesn't it concern you that sometimes people are walking around, they don't have the self-control and the discipline that you have?
That doesn't really seem to be the biggest issue with gun injuries, gun violence.
No, it's not.
The biggest issue is people that take illegal weapons and use them against other people. There are laws in place for this. That's why they're called illegal weapons. And that's what needs to be addressed, enforcing those laws. It's hard to enforce laws like that. It's hard to put money towards enforcement. And for politicians, it's not a winning argument. What politicians love doing is making new laws. It justifies their fucking job. So when they see something happen that involves gun violence with illegal weapons, they instantly go, what can we do? Well, let's write another law that people have to adhere to. No. Figure out how to enforce the laws in place. And I think we're better off doing that than having me fill out another 20 fucking forms so I can buy a goddamn gun.
You just want to live on a fucking island. You want to live like on that cruise ship.
Oh, I do.
That's what you want.
Oh, do I want
to
live on?
No, he's got a point. You're enforcing the weak links of the laws to try to, you know, to make the law, you know, the law-abiding people.
Leave us alone. We're fine. I'll pay attention to your laws. They're in place. I'm good.
Let me ask you this. And this is going to be the last thing I want to talk about with this. You mentioned politics. I want to get to that. What do you think about these cop killer bullets?
That's another thing that was back in, the 90s, 80s. There aren't really cop killer bullets anymore.
No, the ones
anymore.
That can really penetrate Kevlar. And
those, they don't really sell them legally anymore. Again, illegal.
So you don't have any?
No, I have hollow points, but hollow points aren't cop killer bullets. Cop killer bullets were ones that, they could cut through a bulletproof vest, but those are illegal. They're, again, if you own them, you're breaking the law already, and you shouldn't be doing it.
So then, then you agree with us that they should be cracking down on these illegal gun purchases?
Any illegal gun purchase, I think they should crack down on. Absolutely.
That's all I want.
Absolutely.
That's all I want.
But I don't like when that issue is confused with legal gun ownership.
But this wasn't. This was illegal. They said you had the tint that they were trying to portray to something wasn't. Well, they said the whole time it was illegal.
I know the media.
Okay. Well, you're part of it.
Well, maybe they spun it that way.
Reveal a penis here. Reveal a penis there.
Now I was actually under the impression from the story that it was,
that they're doing it legally.
That it was legal
and it needs to be fixed.
Yes.
That's the impression I got.
That's the impression.
I got the impression that there's a problem and it's not being addressed, and it's very easy to buy these weapons, which I think is a problem.
Then they got to address any illegal problems.
All right. So you mentioned politics.
Oh, yes.
So it was last week we wanted to talk about, but we weren't on the air. Rick Santorum was upset that President Obama apologized for our U.S. military burning a couple of Korans. Let me see if I can
muster of the year.
Pull that up.
Go to YouTube.
You got
this
it,
movie.
John
Carter. More commercials. I'm John Carter.
Friday.
Is it the same guy? Is that John Carter? Yeah, John
Carter.
That was the guy from Terminator, right?
No, John. No.
There was nothing deliberately done wrong here.
Here we go.
This was something that happened as a mistake. Killing Americans in uniform is not a mistake. It was something that deliberately...
No, we've done that too, Mr. Tillman.
When that is occurring, you should not be apologizing for something that was an unfortunate... Say it's unfortunate. Say that this is something that should have been done. We will adopt better procedures. But to apologize for something that was not an intentional act is something that the President of the United States, in my opinion, should not have done.
All right, I want to get into this. This is good. First of all, I'm going to go on the record. I think Obama was absolutely right to have apologized, just for the simple fact that it brings the temperature down a skosh, and we got men and women in harm's way. So if we can bring it, he doesn't have to fucking mean it. It could be like a Rush Limbaugh apology, but just to fucking say it, I think...
Or an Ed Schultz apology.
What?
Or an Ed Schultz
apology. Absolutely. Whatever. We'll get into that later.
Oh, boy.
But I think the president was absolutely right to apologize because there are men and women in harm's way. Gentlemen?
Well, I think he was right to apologize just to keep the goodwill. They try to build goodwill.
No, we don't have that anymore. Well, we haven't in some time.
Well, what they're trying to do is build goodwill and try to build us up that we're trying to actually help them. And that was a mistake. Now, who actually burnt? Was it American troops? Was it the UN?
Soldiers. They got burnt at a base.
What soldiers? Was it UN soldiers? Was it our soldiers?
American soldiers.
And remember, this is coming on the heels after the photos of us peeing on,
Well, that was a while ago.
That
was old school war.
That was a month or two ago.
The peeing on the
peeing on the soldiers. It was like a month or two ago.
They do a lot worse.
I mean, listen. I
think, personally, the apology, you can't just say apology. Because if you get Obama crying and blubbering and saying, please, we apologize, please. I don't agree. I'm going one extreme to the other.
Okay.
That I don't agree with.
No,
what I do agree with is an apology that's worded in a way that says, we apologize that this happened.
Yes.
We don't apologize for doing it. We apologize that this happened, but because it happened in error, we can't apologize that we did it. It's not like somebody saying...
Hold on. See, that's the problem with this argument. This is basic society. If you step on somebody's foot by mistake and you hurt them, it was unintentional, you say, I'm sorry.
No, but then that would be silly to say, I apologize that you felt pain. No, you would say, I apologize I stepped on your foot.
Yes, I apologize I burned the corn. I apologize. He's like, well, if you do it by mistake, you don't have to apologize. Where was he fucking raised?
No, but you can't. The thing is, yeah, you want to cool things down, as you said.
Yes.
But you don't want to appear weak and giving in to a radical religion that their answer to this burning was to kill people.
Listen, but we, first of all, like you guys are saying, we all agree, we're America. We're different. We don't do the same things that they do. They know he's a badass. He's fucking dropping missiles from remote control planes every damn day. They know Obama's not messing around and everything. But, I mean, to me, Santorum looks like, he doesn't look like a statesman. Which is what
I don't think he does either.
No, he wants to be.
But it was an opportunity. It was an opportunity to bash Obama.
And let's talk about that. Yeah, yeah. Now listen, it's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. Bush got it all the time from
both
the left.
Both of them do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I think we got to stop playing politics with crap like this when we have men and American men and women in harm's way.
They never will.
No, but they should be rise above it. You know, say, listen, he's the president of the United States. He had to tone down the temper of this unfortunate act. I support this decision. They know you hate Obama, but step in line for like that. It's the same thing with Bush, you know, where the Democrats would get, you know, there's certain things you just got to dummy up and toe the American line, but the way, not the party line.
Well, a lot of these politicians forgot it because these guys are, you know, are trying to win the primaries and they see an opportunity for a soundbite. And you go to say something that is, you know, it you're not really thinking. And I guarantee if Santorum was president, he would probably apologize.
Absolutely.
Himself.
Well, maybe. But that's the thing. Would he? Because, I mean, when I see something like this, it makes me think he doesn't have the nuance and the finesse.
Because he's not in the job. And I'll tell
you
why.
Well, I think they all have that oh shit moment. But they all say a bunch of things on the trailer. We're going to close Gitmo. And then they get the intelligence
Here's the deal with Gitmo. Here's the whole deal with Obama and Gitmo. When they opened up Gitmo was the best alternative to house these prisoners. There was an American base that was off the continent, and compared to what they had, and the facilities were pretty good from what they had. They were new facilities. Out of any facility that
Gitmo were the cutest gremlin.
Yeah.
We are still having problems on Firefox and Safari. I don't know.
Well, then use fucking something else.
Apparently, people are having issues. I'm just letting you know.
Explorer, you fucking... Yeah, use Explorer. Microsoft, suck Microsoft's dick and fucking use Explorer for a...
Okay, man. But it was... Tastes like Gates.
But it was easy when you're on the campaign trail. I'll close Gitmo, but when you're actually the president and you're getting the facts,
you get the intelligence.
You're getting the intelligence. This is the best place to house them. Basically, it's the facilities are modern. They're getting their religious. They're getting all their religious.
Oh, and a soccer field now.
And a soccer field, you know.
Wonderful.
And you know. So basically, when you say, "Well, I would never apologize," well, you want to know something? You might have, because basically, when you sit down and you know that you're trying to, you know, build a relationship with these people, so you can train them, build facilities, and get the hell out of there.
I think
this is the worst thing that happened.
I think when
Santorum
says something like this, it makes us as Americans look bad because he's a serious candidate to run for the country and he's got a lot of support. And he clearly looks like a rube when he comes out with this statement.
But some would say that Obama apologizing makes us look bad.
Yeah,
and makes us look weak in the eye of the world.
Obama's not weak when it comes to this
stuff.
But
people will say that.
People will say lots of shit.
Just as you're saying Santorum.
People will say Oreos had 100th birthday today. People will
say
anything.
That's crazy.
You know, people say, listen, we're going to play an Amway convention and be big rock stars. People will say a lot of interesting shit.
Do you honestly think fanatics who would kill Americans based on the burning of the Quran would look at Obama apologizing and say, all right, I guess
no,
I won't?
No, 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 I know. Listen, the hardcore is going
to
do...
But what he's trying to do is appease the ones that...
The middle of the road, yes.
To try, you know...
There's those people that are on the fence... That we need to get on our side so we can get the hell out of there.
On the fence, climbing over, waiting to pull the trigger.
Well, listen, there's a lot of those, but there are people that we're working with, and it makes it a lot harder to work with them.
The people we're working with, I could see that. Like.
Look, we had Joe Padula in here. He helped train the Afghani soldiers and everything, and he trusts. He's told us in the compound when we were at TBQ that he trusts them and everything. It makes it a lot harder to have that type of trust. When this goes on and your president goes, nanny, 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 poo-poo, too bad.
But how do you get savages that because their equivalent to their Bible is burned, that they just start killing. It's incomprehensible.
The way to do it is the populace that does support us being there and trying to turn things around, you try to win them over, train them, so they realize that, you want to know something? These guys are helping us. They're building an infrastructure. These motherfuckers, you want to know something? We're going to rally against them. And that's the way
they sure are the squeaky wheel, though, aren't they?
I know. What you gotta do? But you got, you know, any port in a storm, you know, you got to try to work somewhere. So I believe by saying, look, we made a mistake, you know.
So we all agree. What Obama's, we don't want to see Obama blubbering.
No.
I mean, that would make us look, I don't think we'd ever see a U.S. president do that. But we all agree that as a statesman, the leader, for no other reason than the safety of our men and women, you have to say that.
Yeah, I was reading Donald Rumsfeld's book, and he was the part I'm right now is everything that's going on in Iran and Iraq. And a lot of it is building, the biggest concern is building in the infrastructure, setting up the infrastructure, having the people, you know, getting them running water and stuff like this, building a trust with the people that you're trying to help so you can train them and then eventually start pulling out of the country. So
so that we get them all set up so that when the fanatic religious government takes over, they have all that stuff in place to build things to fuck us up with. God, I hate even being involved with that portion of the world.
I know.
Aside from Israel, I think Israel's a great ally. I think Obama could support Israel a lot more than he does. I don't like this standoffish shit that he has, and I think that goes back to his roots as growing up in a Muslim a society that he grew up in.
I want to get to the foreign stuff, but I don't want to do it now because there's a lot that's going on domestically. Mm. There's been a lot that's going on in the past week domestically. A lot of it with the GOP that makes. I know you guys are I don't. You're an independent, but you seem to vote right.
I'm registered Republican.
And Joe says he's a Republican, but when you really talk to him, you go, I think he's more of a Democrat.
I'm not really a Democrat. I'm kind of I'm a moderate Republican.
Well, that's, you might as well be dead then.
I said it. I'm
You're extinct. Just go with Olympia Snow and crawl off under a rock. It's over. But you know, you're talking about moderate.
I'm fiscally Republican. Ethically, I'm a Nazi.
Well, high level of user.
You know, you say that, but I know actually, socially, you're pretty liberal. When it comes to the
socially,
you're pretty liberal. Like, everybody goes in the oven, but you don't care if they're gay when they're doing it. They can fuck
everyone
whoever they want
can
in the oven.
Die.
Exactly.
That's
what makes you a statesman, sir. You see, we got to the Nazi shit. We didn't even know. We didn't know. Never a show without it.
Yeah.
All right, so last week, the Republicans tried to pass, and they almost did, the Rubio Blunt Amendment to Obamacare, health care, whatever you want to. Cool. What the Rubio Blunt Amendment would do is it would basically give your boss, the ability to decide whether they would provide contraception under health care for their female workers.
Slut!
We're going to get to that. Now, first of all,
the lead in.
I always get blown away by
you get blown.
The party
that,
of
if that was it, you wouldn't have a problem with the contraception. All right.
The
anyway.
Party of less government always wants to add more fucking restrictions to liberties and everything.
Well, on the moral issues, yes, I'll always give you that one. The Republicans, the far right, the religious right, they will always fucking try to shove that morality
and
down your throat.
Shoving this time.
We're gonna get into. But I mean, do you guys agree that a boss should decide what healthcare benefits you get?
Yes, he's the boss. He's running the place. He's paying the premiums.
He's the boss at your job. Under the new mandate, he has to provide healthcare. That would mean. So if you had an erectile dysfunction and you wanted Viagra, he could say, you can't have Viagra.
Well, you know, if you don't want me to get a rod, so be it. He's the one that's laying out for this stuff. You got to understand something. You're pushing something on somebody to do, and it's up to every individual. The whole thing,
which is why I should have been single payer, by the way, and get the bosses out of this stupid shit.
You know, it's the whole thing where they're pushing condoms on a religious.
But this isn't even religious. This is your company, your boss. I'm not going to say the name of it. Your boss could decide that the female workers do not get. Contraception. Now, contraception is not just to get pregnant. It's for ovarian cysts. It has to do with periods and everything. There's medical needs for it. It's not just so you don't get knocked up.
Thank you in the jet shirt explaining women's problems.
Maybe if I was there, Rush Limbaugh wouldn't have sounded like such an asshole, and I'll get to him too because he's an idiot. But these are medical needs, Joe. It's just not so you can fuck around.
It should have a say in it if there's a.
Why should he have a say?
Because it's his. He's the one paying the premiums. Damn it!
He has to pay for it. It's going to cost more if they don't have the contraception.
But you want
to
know something? If it's his choice, he has the right. He owns the business. He's paying.
So
the
for
taxes.
A guy who
the hell is the government to tell him what he's got to do?
They tell us all what to do.
No, that and that's the problem.
That's not a good thing. Yeah.
That's not a problem. When is it going to end? Like he said before, when is it going to end? What are they going to tell us next? What are they going to try to mandate?
So you
next?
Want your boss having these decisions over your health? What happens if he says, well, I don't want to cover chemotherapy and you're going to die?
Well, there's a difference between that. Contraception is different than
no, chemotherapy. No, it's not just getting pregnant, Joe. There's needs that females have. Like I said, ovarian cysts and menstrual cycles. And everything. It's not just about getting pregnant. Get your head out of Limbaugh's ass and fucking know that.
I'm not up Limbaugh's ass. I'm not calling people that.
If your wife, God forbid, was suffering from ovarian cysts or something, and there was medicine under contraception that would help her, but your boss said no, her boss said no, how would you feel?
You find another fucking job if that's the policy. There's
how
a
is it?
That,
how easy is it to find a job?
Lot of stuff to, well, you want to know something? That's tough shit. If you don't like something somewhere, you go somewhere else.
Which is why it shouldn't be tied to your job.
Sometimes you got to pay for things that you know that you got to pay for.
Exactly. I didn't want the fucking Iraq war. My taxes are going to that.
Sometimes,
you know?
I'm not anymore.
Well, plus we're still paying.
Oh,
for
I
that.
Know. The deal with the boss deciding things. I think the boss of a workplace. You own the place. You run the business.
You pay the taxes.
You pay the taxes.
Bills.
I think if you have some type of issue, morally, religiously, whatever it is, that would keep you from using your business to supply people with something you don't agree with, I think you absolutely have a right to
that
not
is
supply
your right.
people. But I think you should then have to inform the people that work there, look, here's a
but
list
Anthony, this isn't even
of
a
everything.
This
here's, is... a, here's a contract you sign when you sign up to work for me. Here's what you're getting. Here's what you're not fucking getting. And if you don't like it, find other employment.
But
I don't think you should strong arm the government. Should not use mob tactics
but
to strong arm the employer.
Rubio Blunt is not the religious thing that was.
You ever have a Rubio Blunt? Fucking fat.
Looking nice.
All right, we got the Blunt joke out of the way.
All right, next.
It was not the issue that the Catholic Church had a couple weeks ago. There was no religious.
Oh, I'm not talking about all religion. I'm just talking about anything.
It's not. We're not talking on a religious. We
no, he brought up religion.
I was saying religion or just some kind of ethical,
belief,
your own personal belief.
Your belief.
Well, who has an ethical belief against treating ovarian cysts?
I don't know, the cyst.
They don't get to vote.
But the cyst
they're not a real.
It.
They're not a real
well, the
person.
The cyst hates it.
Cysts have not gotten personhood yet. And what is a cyst a person when it becomes infected?
True.
And who is a person that doesn't want a copay? He changed my copays where I work. You know, and it's just the way it is. What am I? I got.
So then you agree with me? It shouldn't be under your
pay employee. To
it
copay. Pay to copay.
It shouldn't be the government imposing it on it. It should be a freedom of choice. If you don't like the way the policy is, you get under the job. But it's just another thing where the government's trying to impose something on small businesses and businesses.
What are you talking
general.
About small businesses? What are you talking about?
But businesses in general, it's the government. The government is telling them what to do.
Who
they
are,
have the right to decide what they want to do.
You
if
know,
you
Joe,
don't like it, you get another job.
Here's the problem. It's guys like you, white men, fucking deciding for female. And God, like
oh,
I said, God
guilty
for,
guy, guilty guy.
No, I'm not saying like, well, what? But I'm
oh,
saying,
the
no,
damn
no,
white man, ew.
You want to know something? I guarantee you have a female business owner that's struggling to pay the bills, struggling to cut the cost, would tell the same thing. I don't want to be told what I have to provide in health care.
Which once again shows that this never should have been tied to employers. It should have been single fucking payer. It never should be tied to where you work.
That's now there's something where I can agree. He should set up a system.
I told you he was a liberal.
No, but what I'm saying on a free enterprise level.
Enterprise.
On a free enterprise.
Enterprise.
Could you do the Brooks bit? Fuck this guy. Here, the Brooks Brothers spot. But no, but
it's not Comey karaoke, stupid.
That's hilarious.
But they should have the healthcare where you have a choice. Healthcare should be private. Where you buy your homeowner's insurance, you buy your car insurance, you buy your other insurance. I mean, I've got Aflac
insurance.
That is
true.
You know,
Joe brings up a good point there. The healthcare insurance is another insurance, and I don't see anyone subsidizing or stepping in or trying to stick their fucking nose in my goddamn homeowner's insurance and my car insurance. oh, everyone.
Here's the problem with car insurance, why we pay so much in this fine state. Because, and this has been the Republican argument, that you should open it up to the whole nation. Well, you know, we pay our car insurance, our home insurance, where we have to all stick with what's in New York State. You know, this goes, right, to the, this goes to the free enterprise thing.
Well, that goes because you would absolutely get insurance in some backwards fucking farm town where nothing happens, and the premiums would be a lot lower than in maybe East New York, where if you fucking park your car to get something out of a bodega, you come out and it's on blocks.
No, but what I'm saying is, and I think you guys will agree with me on this, an insurance company...
Probably not.
That's just because you're being difficult, mister. No, but I mean, if an insurance company in San Francisco wanted to cover you, they should have the right to cover you. You know, they know the risks of, you know, where you live, where you work, what your health is.
Right, right, okay.
That's something where they should have more competition on that.
Yeah, but look who's agreeing with me now.
Right.
Well, because that makes sense, because you have a choice. You're getting a choice. Nobody is enforcing on you. You're getting a choice.
Well, this goes back to what the liberals are so pissed off about Obama with. He really didn't reform much. It's still tied to the employer. If it was single fucking payer with the government where you have to have it get insurance, but you can go shopping for your own any place, it'd be a lot better.
Where Obama failed with it is he's trying to take it over. He's not trying to regulate it. Have more regulations on it where there's more...
The Republicans don't want regulation. They say capitalism. We don't want regulation.
Well, not regulations in that sense. Regulations where there's more free competition. Where they could open up to the whole country. Because the more people you get in, the better the rates are.
But here's what Obama... I don't really want to rehash the whole Obamacare thing right now. But when it is broken down, the individual things that this healthcare plan has, like you can't get kicked off of pre-existing conditions... Parents can keep their college kids on the policy till I want to say 26, as opposed to being like 21 before. When you break down a lot of the individual components, people like it. But anyway, that Obama did a bad job.
Listen to me. I could agree on those particulars. I can agree, but that would be like a regulation, a free enterprise system. That would be a regulation.
Where healthcare failed was, I truly believe the Republicans were not willing to participate. If they would have participated in good faith. And cobbled something together with the Democrats, I think we'd have something a lot better than we have.
The problem is there's so much hatred between the parties that refuse to work with
each other. I agree.
Listen to me. I agree with Frank Free Enterprise, but believe me, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there's no problem with the healthcare system in this country. It sucks. It's horrendous. It's so expensive. It goes up every year, and it's a lot out of your paycheck goes to it. So they need to regulate it. They need to get more free enterprise, and the Democrats and the Republicans need to work together. But that's on every Republicans.
Let's bring this back
quickly. The Republicans' problem was quality of care and cost. That's the biggest problems they had. They would have signed on if there was some kind of guarantee that the quality of care would have been there. Unlike Canada, which has socialized medicine, which I've heard stinks.
I've
on
heard
ice.
From Canadians it's good.
I've heard from Canadians it's bad.
I've heard for caller, normal little
see,
shit.
I'll take in one second, caller.
Oh yeah, take the call in. Fuck right. It. Yeah.
Hey caller, you're on the air. You're on Davin's end. What's up? Where are you from? What's your name?
Hey, it's Lady Trucker.
Lady Trucker.
A regular from the
government. Someone who shouldn't have any insurance. Pre-existing condition is called fat.
You're an awful human being.
Yes, she is. Thank you for reiterating.
Bringing your hatred from the compound to the dead, mister.
Hi, Lady Trucker. I'll take this opportunity to take a piss.
Okay. What's up?
Have you guys shopped for health other alternative sources for health care besides your work, your employment?
There's not really many out there.
That's the problem. It's so expensive to get it yourself.
Now, let me ask you a question. Obviously, you're the Lady Trucker. You're an independent contractor, I'm assuming?
No, I'm a company driver, but my husband's retired from the Army, so all my medicine gets paid by the taxpayers of the United.
Okay, so that's a good deal. But how's the health plan that you're offered by your trucking company?
That's really expensive.
Yeah.
It's like
how much is that Lipitor drip?
The only problem with that was I think he should have been tinkling a little bit more when he said drip. That was the only problem with that. Timing, Anthony, timing. Well-written material, you just got to work on it a bit.
Like the Wizard of Piss. He's like the Wizard of Piss.
He's multitasking.
Hey, no attention to the man shaking one off.
All right, so let me ask you this, because you're a female. We don't have Pip here tonight. So how do you feel if your boss was to tell you that you could not get contraception?
I'd actually run to Planned Parenthood and check them out and see if they hand out, you know, free contraceptives to people that aren't, you know, young women. I'm not sure if they had an age limit on that or not.
So now here's somebody who would use now this brings up Planned Parenthood, which we talked about last month. Mm. Somebody who would use it not for an abortion, like the Republicans like to pretend that's all Planned Parenthood does, but for contraception, because she could not get it someplace else, so she would get it at a cheaper place, and this would help her. What's the problem with that?
There's no problem with that.
Okay, good.
But there's no problem with that. Because, you know, if your boss wasn't your boss, whose company he pays the bills, and he decides that this plan won't have it, you do have an option to go somewhere else.
But there are no options right now.
What the government shouldn't be telling them what they're going to do and what they're not going to do.
All right, Lady Trucker, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Keep her between the ditches.
All right. Well, I want to bring this back, though. I want to bring this back to the GOP, because it's a big Super Tuesday tonight.
Yes.
I think the GOP really has a problem with this, because their whole argument several years ago with Obamacare is, we don't want to let anybody get in between a patient and the doctor. Right. That was the whole big argument. That's where, you know, they color the argument to make people think that way. Now they're talking about having your boss get in between the patient and the doctor. How do they square that up for this election? They can't even use it against Obama now that they're on the record for this.
Hmm.
Okay, good.
No, I was just hashing it out in my head. Sometimes I got to think a few things over.
Okay, well, I'm glad I stumped you, sir.
But the regular, you know what, though?
Joe, answer the question. Don't go back to fucking regulations.
Regulations?
Right, now make fun of my mispronunciation so you can stall from more
time. I'll tell you what I mean, your regulations.
How do they square it, Joe? How when they're debating against Obama, whoever wins the nomination, how do they go, well, we don't want people coming in between a doctor and a patient when they're putting Rubio Blunt and saying your boss or the church or whoever has the right to come in between you?
Because contraception is not something that is serious as a heart condition or something like that.
Have you ever had an ovarian cyst?
No.
Have you ever
worked with one? He's standing right there.
Actually, I'm sitting, but thank you. That's so fucking stupid.
No, it's not stupid.
It's not that, but you're not even addressing the argument. The argument is nobody should become between a doctor and a patient. That was their whole argument.
Their argument was less government regulation and government.
This is more government regulation, Joe.
Enforcing it. No.
Yes.
No, what they got to do is they got to privatize. They should come out.
You don't have an answer. Okay. You don't have an answer.
What's your answer?
My answer?
You're going to force businesses to...
Joe, I'm not talking about that. You are talking about that. No, what I'm talking about, the problem that the GOP has put themselves by getting behind this Blunt Rubio in a place where they can't attack Obama on healthcare like they did 2 years ago. That's my problem. Forget about what you think about healthcare or not. This is how flawed the GOP is right
when
now.
When the GOP gave the definition of somebody getting in between their doctor and their patient, was there a criteria? What did they mean by that? What did they say by that?
Well, their whole thing was government was going to get in the way. Their whole thing was government is going to get in between. We don't want government getting in. And Obama said government's not going to get in between. So now government is out of the equation, because this is supposed to be between a...
Government hasn't gotten out of the equation.
No, listen, the gynecologist tells the secretary, whatever, listen, you have an ovarian cyst. I need to prescribe this for you. It's going to resolve the problem. Your boss says, well, I'm not paying for that, but it's a medical issue. Now you have somebody getting in the way of the doctor and the patient. This goes against the GOP's argument.
Now define something. Is that contraception? Is that contraception?
Contraception. It's not just to prevent pregnancy. These pills help women with their cycles and ovarian. It's not just so you don't get knocked up.
You know what I see? I see what you're saying. The GOP is putting an employer in the way of the patient and doctor.
Yes.
In the context of Obama putting the government in between the patient and the doctor. See what I mean? It's in the GOP saying that we want to put this type of regulation between the doctor and patient. Is in the microcosm of Obama's healthcare plan.
Yes, it
is. Not the way it was, which was an employer could go, hey, I can't afford health benefits, fuck you, If you want health benefits, get it yourself or get another job.
But then
now it's being forced upon the employer that they have to supply health benefits.
But wouldn't
and now since you're in that microcosm of Obama's world of healthcare, now the GOP's making adjustments to his healthcare instead of just jumping in between.
Listen, this is going to go before the Supreme Court. Obamacare may or may not go away. Why not focus on saying this whole thing is illegal as opposed to putting more regulation?
Well, they've tried that too. Yeah.
Right, but this is a bad argument.
If you can't push the whole thing off the table, you got to chip away at it.
But this approach is a bad tack. That's my point.
But like we were saying it before, why don't we approach the thing where there's less regulation? It's privatized. You have a choice of your own insurance, and you can find a plan that you're like. Look, my homeowner's insurance was a bloody fortune. My homeowner's insurance. Well, did I say homeowner's?
Homeowner, yeah.
Stupid beer. My homeowner's insurance was a bloody fortune. Okay, I wasn't regulated estate. I found a cheaper homeowner's insurance company, and I went to them. I had a choice.
Once again, if the Republicans would have fucking played ball a couple of years ago, I think we would have something better now. But they were playing politics. And speaking of politics,
the Democrats wanted to shove everything they wanted down their throat with earmarks up the ass.
They all have earmarks.
They were trying to push that past the Republicans. And because the Republicans didn't bend over and take it up the fucking shitter.
Earmarks are a different thing.
Santorum
had like
the Republicans'
most
fault. No. Wow, you are a Dem.
I'm saying if they would have done. In the 80s, when you had Reagan and Tip O'Neill, they worked together and things got done. Whether you liked it or you didn't like it, whatever the case might be. When you had in the 90s, when you had Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich, they certainly didn't like each other.
Yeah.
They worked together and got things done. They're not getting things done, and because they're so antagonistic,
because you've got these Pelosi Democrats that is so radical, that want to have everything regulated much by the government that the Republicans aren't.
This Rubio Blunt is a Republican regulation. It's not a Democrat regulation.
I know, but what I'm saying is
well, that's a regulation by the Republicans.
Radical Democrat ideas that they want to
make. Yes, healthcare. What a novel idea.
Because the government shouldn't have any part in it. They shouldn't be running it. They should have some regulation on it. More free enterprise, more choice of a plan that's more affordable.
Governments never run anything had it work.
They can't run anything.
It just stinks.
They made the roads.
How long ago?
You paved asphalt. Jesus Christ.
Gee, the interstate system.
You put up a guardrail.
Whose idea was that?
Yeah. That was Eisenhower.
Hitler's.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
The railroads.
See, the railroads worked. They got some great slave labor in from Asia and had those people build the railroad for nothing.
All right, getting back to the politics. of this. What is the GOP thinking by antagonizing women like this? Because you got female Republicans who've always voted Republican, very right wing, are now antagonized by what they perceive as an attack on women. Who is running? I'm not trying to play politics. I'm asking, who is running these campaigns? It just seems like such a flawed strategy. Where you had the independent women who were leaning before this all started towards the Republican candidate, whoever it was, up by 10 points on Obama. They were whoever the Republican candidate was up by 10 points with women. Now, Obama's up by 10 points with women. It's a 20-point swing. What are they doing?
Bitches fucking make up their mind?
Nah. They should have the guys on Dancing with the Stars.
Christ, where's Pip Helix? No, but I mean, where's the strategy? That's what I'm saying. Where's the strategy? It makes no sense. Why pick this argument? Why?
You picked it. You told us we had to talk about it.
You're an asshole.
I've never understood the morality arguments as far as the presidency goes. Candidates, things like the abortion arguments. I've never understood that either. I think they should stick to things that are a little more, important to
like
the
jobs?
Masses. Right, yeah. Jobs, gas prices.
Which is where, I want to touch on this a little bit later when we put a whole bow on this. But I think the Republicans, their whole, Romney's strategy was, I'm going to go after the economy. That's what I know. That was his selling point. He doesn't feel comfortable talking about this shit, which we're going to show in a second. The problem for the Republicans is the economy's doing a little better now, and people feel better. So they're switching gears.
Do they? That's horseshit. They don't feel better.
I see the liberal media fucking saying that
to
pump up their boy.
All right, let's hear.
I don't think it's getting better at all.
Let's hear Mitt Romney on Blunt Rubio. I can't hear it.
Rubio is being debated, I believe, later this week, that deals with banning or allowing employers to ban providing female contraception. Have you taken a position on that? He's said he was for that. We'll talk about personhood in a second, but he's for that. Have you taken a position on that?
I'm not for the bill, but look, the idea of presidential candidates getting into questions about contraception within a relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and wife, I'm not going there.
Play the second clip.
But I do like that.
I did
now
too.
Now play the second clip.
I liked it too. Like, well, here's a guy with some cojones. Now play Mitt Romney part two.
Let's see.
There was too late.
I think Santorum is way too fucking religious, and I don't see him as being the front runner anyway.
You gotta scroll down.
I think Romney's going to be our front runner anyway.
If I have to explain what he said, I will. But it's much better if it's in Mitt.
Oh yeah, in his words.
Let's see if we can find it.
All right.
There's only one link there, so
So now you got to scroll down. That's the first one. Now, you passed. Where is it?
Oh,
there it is.
Play that.
There we go.
Scroll. So I got to ask you here about Washington Post has got a blog out here saying that Jim Heath, a reporter for a TV station in Ohio, just tweeted a remarkable piece of news. Mitt Romney told them he does not support the Blunt Amendment, which would empower employers and insurers to deny health coverage they find morally objectionable. What happened here?
I didn't understand his question. Of course I support the Blunt Amendment. I thought he was talking about some state law that prevented people from getting contraception. So I was simply misunderstood the question, and of course I support the Blunt Amendment.
Okay, so that's that should be taken off the table. That's running that's running around the world in 10 seconds.
All right, Joe, hit pause on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this guy for real?
That is a dumb move right there.
Is this guy? I mean, Blunt is his guy. So is he a liar, or is he just very poorly informed?
He was playing politics, and he didn't have all the. He was playing.
What an asshole!
I'm not. Don't get me wrong. He's an asshole. He was playing politics and didn't have his facts together. And he put his
the first. I think the first answer was the honest answer of what he really thinks, and then the second answer was, "Well, I gotta get this Republican base squared away. Yeah. Let me go."
You know what you're doing though? You're trying to take the religious right angle out of this equation, and word it like, because many times during our discussion tonight, you were the one saying, "Forget about religion. Forget about religion. This whole fucking thing is based on religion."
No, I was talking about for the particular Blunt Rubio thing.
Yeah.
It was not based on the Catholic Church's objections.
But it's totally based on religious right Republican.
But I don't think Romney believes in this shit.
I don't either.
What is he doing?
He's trying to keep his conservative.
The Republicans nominate, they're going to vote for Romney.
Right.
So what? He's going so far to the right that he can't win.
But Gingrich has already called him out as not being a true conservative. So what he's trying to
he's not.
I know. But what he's trying to do is be like, hey, look, I'm a conservative. Ah, of course, contraception. Bah. Have 20 babies.
I mean, this is really a moot point. He put his foot in cow shit. There's no other end. Way to say
everyone trips over their own dick on their way to the White House.
And
this guy just fucked up.
He did it again with Obamacare, where he was talking in 2009. He wrote an op-ed for USA Today where he wanted the mandate. Okay. And then the other day he's saying, I don't want the mandate. This is the guy who's going to... Listen, I want a strong Republican.
Obama's made so many campaigns. Mistakes and not lying about doing things like shutting down Gitmo and stuff. I mean, just mistakes. He's misspoken. He did things that were awkward and stupid and called out in the press. Not as much as the Republicans are, believe me, because they're called out a lot.
But doesn't this concern you?
You make mistakes.
They're all cut from the same cloth. Obama went in there, change.
Am I going to look at a fucking a guy and think because he's not infallible that he shouldn't be the president? People are going to misspeak. They're going to make mistakes.
But the problem is when you already have that suspicion that you're not a conservative and you keep on doing shit like this.
A politician playing politics. Wow, that's crazy.
I think Romney would do better in the general election because I think we all agree he's going to get the nod.
Oh, yeah.
Just say what he really thinks, I think he'll get an independence and he could beat Obama. If he continues jogging to the right like he has, he does not stand a chance.
Well,
because most of America does not feel all the way to the right.
I think he's doing that to get the nomination. I think once he gets the nomination,
it's going to be hard to come
back. He's
going to
show more of his mid-range and try to pick up those middle-of-the-road people and independents and kind of steer away from the right.
I get a
right.
funny feeling. People, the general populace, is getting sick and tired of the religious right. I mean, because let me tell you something. As much as I sit here and I say, well, the government is trying to stuff down our throat, the religious right is just as guilty trying to stuff their beliefs down our
terrible.
Throat.
They're terrible.
It's horrible.
And I posed this on Facebook. A couple months ago, none of my Republican I'll debate on Facebook.
What is that? The internet?
Yeah, it's like MySpace, but almost not as popular.
Ah, shit! I don't know about that.
How does the Republican wing of less government, more of the libertarian, the Ron Paul wing, if you will, although no, not as far as Ron Paul, how does it square with the religious right? I mean, really, you got two different parties here. Because, like Joe said, the religious right is always trying to cram shit that infringes on yours and your civil liberties.
Yeah, now that, and believe me, that's a serious question. That's a damn good question. And you know, and the problem is that a lot of the religious right is in the middle of the country, which has got, you know, and basically they have a lot at stake there. You know, you have the middle of the country, you have up like, I guess, New Hampshire and stuff like that, where that's, you know, so they're trying to pander to them. But then, you know, the rest of the country is pretty much more liberal with that. So they got a double-edged sword.
Yeah, they're, I think, and again, I wish we had more of a moderate Republican Party, because then I think we would get shit done.
We will. Here's what's happening, though. Romney is trying to win the nomination. In order to do that, he's got to counter Gingrich and Santorum, who are saying that this guy is not a conservative by coming off as a conservative. The conservatives aren't even a fucking issue in the election. They are going to vote for the Republican ticket. They're never touching near
then
Obama.
Then why go this way?
Because he's trying to beat two other guys right now. And one of them ain't Obama. He's trying to beat Gingrich and Santorum. The second
so
he gets him, he's got the entire summer and fall to then retool his campaign, get more middle of the road, and try to pick up those
don't
independents.
Don't you think he would have wrapped this up already if he was just stood for what he was?
No, because then the right-wing conservatives would be pounding on Gingrich or Santorum.
And then Romney would go, I know there's a lot of moderate Republicans out there. Do you really want this right wing?
Not for the primary.
That's true.
You want your huge base is the
right
wing.
The reason why Romney was presumed electable was because he was the most moderate one.
And you'll see a much more moderate Romney come out after he gets the nomination.
I think you will too, but what I'm saying is I think he's weakened himself so much by doing all this. He should have taken care. He should have been proud of the Massachusetts healthcare. They're happy with it.
Well, if the fucking Republicans would have been smart and been able to get Gingrich and Santorum to shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down, maybe we would have had a stronger ticket earlier on.
I always said that you could count on the Republicans to do one thing. They would run a great campaign. That's what they did in 2004 with Bush against Kennedy. Bush was immensely unpopular. They ran. They made the guy who was not the war hero seem brave.
Carry you.
Listen, he wasn't the best the Democrats had, but whatever. Ugh. But he was the one who was a Vietnam vet. They made him seem like a pussy, and they made Bush seem like the tough guy. That's a great fucking campaign.
Yeah.
No matter where. But that's why I'm blown away.
You don't think Hope and Change was a great fucking campaign?
I do, but
they gave him the presidency with his campaign, and then he you know, well.
All right.
He's Obama.
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
We all know what he did this week.
Exactly.
Yeah, he called this activist, we'll call her an activist, that's what she was, who got called up to Congress to testify about women's health care, the only female who did testify, the Republicans didn't want to hear from her, a slut and a prostitute, and he didn't do it one day, he did it 2 days, he did it 3 days. Yeah. And then, of course, he started getting some flack, and then the advertiser started to pull away, and then he apologized. We all know what Rush Limbaugh is. Is anybody surprised that he did this? This is what he does. I mean, he came up with, he had a white comic, right? Obama the Magic Negro song.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what Limbaugh does. Why are we surprised?
Let me tell you, if it was Oxycontin, he'd be all for it. Let me tell you.
I'm sure he would. Why is anybody surprised by this?
I don't think anyone's surprised.
But the advertiser, oh my, we had no idea. Really? You did.
It's a great political opportunity. The left comes out and sees another lapdog for the right, tripping, and they're going to
jump. Well,
they
didn't set him up. He did this.
No. They didn't set him up, but they were looking for any excuse to take him down for years. and they found this one. It gained momentum.
I think he was a little, you know what? He was a little heavy hand on this one. He was a little
heavy-handed. Did you hear the clip?
Yes.
Did you actually hear what he said?
Yes.
He literally, listen, just hear me out.
We don't have the clip.
He was not saying, hey, this girl's a slut, she's a prostitute. What he said was, if there's a girl, here's this girl, here's a girl. What she's trying to do is get money for sex. She wants to, she needs money to have sex. Now, I would call that a prostitute.
No.
I would call that a slut.
No.
Yes.
He testified. No, he didn't testify. He said that she testified that the women of Georgetown were having so much sex that they need consciousness. That is not what she testified.
Right.
That is not what she testified.
There's an element. Here it is. He's not a newsman. He's a humorist. He's an entertainer on the radio.
Exactly. I agree with you.
When you call him to the same standards as Edward R. fucking Murrow,
there's
the problem.
Here's the problem. And I agree with you. I'm not really outraged by this.
I'm not, because that's what you expect.
I am.
No, really.
It's got more listeners than you. I'm outraged too.
I'm outraged.
But here's the difference. I think shows like Opie and Anthony, Howard Stern, Don Imus to a lesser extent,
Davin Sten.
Well, to a far lesser extent, but we're put in the toy store. We're entertaining. Even though Rush is an entertainer, we know they're just comedians, and sometimes they'll say things that are too far. Who can listen to them anyway? The problem is this guy has so much gravitas with the Republican Party.
Right.
That when he says something, even though I believe it shouldn't matter more, it does matter.
So people are going to blame a man that was able to get so popular with his show that he wound up garnering some influence in the world.
I'm not outraged.
Just like celebrities, just like anything else. You get a celebrity that gets big because they fucking were able to act in a movie, and they then speak out on political issues or charitable issue. I'm talking again to the people out there.
Hi, people.
I just think that Rush Limbaugh is looked at as more than just an entertainer on the radio.
Which is a problem.
And he's held to a standard that he should not be held to. And he's
by the
there
Republican
every,
and the left.
Right. He's there every day trying to entertain
you
people.
You look at him as an entertainer. Do you look at him as any different than you?
No. As far as going on the radio and trying to entertain people for a few hours a day, no, I don't see any difference.
Do you believe that when you say something outrageous, it has a different weight than when Rush Limbaugh says something?
In a different way. I've been, just check the internet. I've been in trouble plenty of fucking times for what I've said. But I think he's held to a standard he shouldn't be held to.
But he puts himself on that.
I agree.
Well, it's his
own
fault. And the thing is, people feel outraged. I mean, what he said, kind of, he was outrageous. But that's his job.
That's what he does.
Right. And my issue is, I guess I'm defending Limbaugh. His sponsor, of course, they're pussies.
And being a broadcaster, you should.
No. We're on the same side. The sponsor, you know what the hell he is. It wasn't like he was a choir boy.
Right.
And one day he snapped.
We all agree. Yeah. No. That's. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know that's what you were getting for. In bed with. He has said borderline treasonous things about various presidents. You know what he is. You want to sponsor a show because he has millions and millions of listeners.
Yeah.
And he's the best right-wing talk show host there is. So don't be a pussy and be surprised when he does this. Don't slap him on the arm. We had no idea.
Of course
you had
a fucking idea.
That's my issue.
When I see the sponsors pull out, I see stations folding on him, and I see people on the left, like MSNBC's Ed fucking Dick Schultz, saying that he should be fired. He doesn't support him.
He shouldn't be fired.
Meanwhile, Ed Schultz was the one that called Dr. Laura a slut.
He apologized, though.
Oh, well, so did Rush.
No, it was a little different.
Oh, was it? This is semantics of that son of a bitch, Ed Schultz, did the same thing. Limbaugh's been apologizing for 2 days now.
He has.
Nonstop.
Do you believe for 1 minute he meant it?
No, I don't believe Ed Schultz meant it either. Ed Schultz was saving his fucking job.
But Ed Schultz...
We all save our jobs. I've apologized for shit on the air. Never meant it.
This just did.
And I
said, Anthony's full of shit when he apologizes.
And I've gone on the air and said, if we ever have to apologize again, I did a preemptive strike. I said, if we ever have to apologize
the F-16
again,
of apologies.
I never mean it. If I apologize for anything I say in the future,
Has the fear, you know what happens when sponsors pull out.
Yeah.
You know, we all saw a cutter with Imus. He was fine until the sponsors started leaving. So, has the fear of loss of sponsorship for the Opie and Anthony show ever curtailed what you were going to say on that on those airwaves?
Well, you know, the thought of losing Steven Singer Jewelers, that really tears me up inside.
No, but you know, you know the muckety mucks are going to get upset.
There are plenty of things I don't say on a daily basis. Not just because of sponsors, because I think I could get fired for it.
Right.
Even from satellite radio, people are like, oh, great, you can say whatever you want. No, you can't. I could say shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. I can't say certain racial things. I can't say certain sexual things. Those are the hot points now where you can get yourself thrown right off the air, no matter if it's supposed to be an uncensored medium or not.
Well, let me ask you this, because let's fan it out, because you're doing your own live from the compound thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you worry about what you say on Live from the Compound?
Yes, I do have not as much concern as I do when I'm doing the serious show, but I do have a concern here that I'm not just going to go off and say anything. I'm still very careful with my words. I think, you know, and it's part of, I never, believe me, I'm probably one of the most fucking humble idiots on the air. I don't toot my
own. I agree with both those things.
I don't, yeah. I don't toot my own horn, but I have a knack for being able to get my point across.
Absolutely.
Very, very vividly.
No, 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 but no,
without
but
saying shit that will get me in trouble.
Listen, you know the respect I have for you, and I love the work that you did on the terrestrial radio, because you could do that and everything. Limbaugh is not that nimble, obviously. So, you worry about what you say to a lesser degree on Live from the Compound, which is your show.
Yep.
Do you worry about what you say on our show, on your channel? As much.
Yeah, because anything can be taken, grabbed, and taken out of context, and aired, and it's like, listen what he's saying. The only time I really will have true freedom is when I have my own servers and no other broadcasting program aside from this.
So basically,
then I'll say whatever the fuck I want.
On the comp, that should be interesting.
Anyway, yeah, exactly.
So basically, what you're worried about with the Compound show is Ustream standards and practices.
No, I thought you were worried more about your sponsors Opie and Anthony.
I'm usually concerned somebody's going to grab something, take it out of context, give it to my bosses.
Right, that's what
I
thought.
Look what he said. Meanwhile, you know, I'm just going to do what I do anyway.
See, I find you, and we've talked, I find you to be more forthright with a lot of this stuff. Like, if you listen on our show, it's like you're still Anthony, obviously, and everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've said this to Joe, like, and again, this is my mind, correct me if I'm wrong. On the Opie and Anthony show, you're there for the funny. That's your job. You know, Opie's the straight man. You're there for that's what originally you were brought in for. You still do it. Obviously, you fleshed out who you are more now. You're there for the funny. In this scenario, you know, Joe's here for the funny, and you get to speak, I feel you get to speak your mind a lot more and a lot of musicians.
Sitting in my basement drinking a beer. It's a lot easier to just, blurt shit out.
It is interesting that you still have in the back of your head that, you know.
Oh, always.
Yeah. Is this a self-preservation?
You got it.
No, and I think you have to be.
I hate that I have to, by the way.
I can't stand
that shit. Because I hate the political correctness and the
I agree with you.
The bullshit that now words like slut, the S word, are we going to call that? What's the next bad word that we're not going to be able to call people? Let me tell you something. As a guy, I love sluts.
Mm.
Sluts rule. They're the ones that fucked us. No.
But you know what? And also,
you know what? You say that. You say that as a funny way, but you're right.
I know.
Absolutely. First of all, when Limbaugh, he obviously does nothing about women's contraception because he makes it sound like every time you're going to have sex, you pop a pill. No, stupid. But besides pissing off the women, you're pissing off the men who love the women. Like Anthony said, we like sluts.
We love our sluts.
We love the fact that you're on the pill, so we don't have to put a prophylactic on.
Mm. Well, I don't think there's 100 guys. There's 1 out of 100 guys that fucked a girl in junior high or high school that it was a nice girl.
She wasn't till my cock.
You had a slut. It was always like, God, I heard she fucked. Yeah, you went for the slut.
Whoever sleeps with you is a slut.
Slut.
Yes. Slut this way, get a bottle of Tango, and off we go.
I wasn't offended by the word slut when Rush used it. I was offended because I didn't think she was a slut. Don't use the word slut on a prude like her.
Yeah.
I'm not really, I don't really get offended by words. I just think he really exposed himself of how dumb he is. Because he didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
But he's done it so many times.
He's trying to trump it up and make a...
That's what I agree with him most about, though, Joe, is that he's just trying to, like, hey, look, I'm fucking being outrageous. He's not being serious. Stop it. If he met her at a party, you think he'd call her a slut?
No, I don't think so.
He'd be a gentleman.
But why did it take so long for the Republican leadership, and they really, and the guys running haven't really addressed, why didn't they come out right away and go, we disagree with what he's saying. This, whether you agree with your opinion or don't agree
again,
with it.
Again, partisan politics. You're partisan not going to agree. But in an election year, you're going to agree with the left and the Democrats and everyone. Obama called her, for fuck's sake. Pelosi phoned her. MSNBC and every one of these left-leaning stations are crying. And the right is supposed to go, yeah, MSNBC's right.
But why couldn't Santorum call? I go, listen. Listen, I don't agree with your point.
Why waste your time calling this bitch? Who cares?
But what? Because she testified.
Because it would look like you're going against your party.
Right.
But if you want to look like a man who can win, sometimes you don't just go follow party law. The Germans just followed fucking orders.
But the problem...
But what if you're a fucking American that went over to the German side? I can agree too.
We all just said that he's an entertainer. Yeah. So it wasn't like Boehner came out and said these things.
And you're
kowtowing to party.
But again, there's a perception of his entertainment. We've talked about that. How it goes over into this, he's a bulldog for the right wing.
And the thing is that the Republican Party are still pandering to the religious right, which is a problem. But basically,
how is this guy religious, by the way? I don't think he's religious. Is he the religious right?
Not religious right.
I think this is just his shit.
I don't think he's religious right. I think he's right. I think he's very right wing.
This is just his shtick. I don't think he should be fired. I don't think the sponsor should pull the ads.
No, sponsors are faggots for pulling out. They're crazy.
You know what? Maybe a suspension. You know, however long you want to make it, maybe a week, whatever. Go listen. You know, if you know the radio company wants to say, listen, we don't agree with he. We know he's been outrageous before, but this is the line. We're going to take him off the air for a week. He'll be back for a week. Whatever it is. I think that might be justified.
That will not be enough for the people that are trying to get him fired.
Well, listen, it's never enough.
He shouldn't be fired. He should be taken off the air.
No.
This is the guy's job. This is the stuff that this guy says.
Let him just go back on the air. He apologized and let him do his job.
Let him one day. So I'm sorry if you felt bad that I called you a slut, all right?
She got called a bad word. Wow. Oh, and that merits a call from the President of the United States and the former Speaker of the House?
And let me tell you something.
Get the fuck out of here.
If you think this...
I wish they would call me.
If this wasn't an election year, he could have called her a cunt and stuck his tongue out. The President would have called
exactly. That made a big fucking...
Do you know what a photo op and a soundbite that was?
Yep. I wish we could isolate that little diagram. Good Lord. Good Lord, Rush Jr.
I'm not calling this woman. I think it was a little heavy-handed, but what I'm saying is the president was looking for a photo op and a sound.
Of course he was. He's playing politics, too.
He wouldn't have given a shit if it wasn't an election year.
I think we all agree he's just doing what he does.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's entertaining. I get why people like him, but unfortunately when you drive all over the place like I do, you drive through the South, Midwest, it's either the Jesus Station or Rush, so I guess that's why he's...
If you go to the If you go to the Long Island Petting Zoo, there's a monkey cage. The monkey throws his shit at everybody. Okay, you know why? Because he's a fucking monkey. You don't fire the monkey. You stay the fuck away from him.
Joe, I agree with you. Limbaugh is a monkey. I agree with that analogy.
He's a shit throwing monkey.
He throws his shit. You don't fire the monkey.
But
that's
leave him in the cage because people want to come and see him.
Yeah, all right. But you want to know something? Stay over here where we can't get the shit to you.
Exactly.
Done.
We've already been on for a while. Do you want to do the South Carolina sex of the GOP candidate?
We could do that. We'll do that as the last one.
I'd rather do the Pat Robertson thing.
Let's do Pat Robertson.
All right. Don't walk out on Pat Robertson, mister. All right, let me get to the little netty. Oh, I'm on the net thing, so whenever you're ready, sir. Pat Robertson said that the tornadoes that struck the Midwest could have been stopped by praying. Yes. Oh, Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson is an asshole.
You got it?
Should be coming up.
It's Don from Illinois who wants to know, why did God send the tornadoes?
God didn't send tornadoes. God set up a world in which certain currents interfere and interact with other currents. When you have a warm group of air coming out of the south, coming up against a cold mass that's up in the north, you'll get vortexes and that in turn will spawn tornadoes. God doesn't send tornadoes to hurt people.
God sends assholes like you.
No, we call them acts of God, but they're not. All I can say is that why do you build houses in a place where tornadoes
yes,
are
Pat, blame
to
the victim.
Happen?
Blame the victim.
Well, and this year, of course, the weather patterns, the warm winter and the warm, you know, early part of the year that we're having seems to affect all of that.
Fucking
but I think
great.
The bigger question
yeah,
for people spiritually is always not so much why did God send them, but why didn't he intervene? You know, don't you think people
Give
always ask
Pat.
That question
well,
when there's
I mean,
tragedy?
If enough people were praying, he would intervene. You
pray to tornado away.
Jesus still the storm. You,
you know
can
what?
Still
you never
storm.
See a tornado go through a church.
But, you know, the hurricane, for example.
his Irish mix. He's out of his mind.
to take the heat out of his
great.
World and to transfer heat around various parts of the globe. It's very necessary. The fact that people decide they want to build houses on the edge of an ocean, it's their fault. It's not
you
God's.
Lunatic. Yeah.
You know, it's the same
great.
Thing with if you're going to build a house.
Well, he's got a point. It's
fault.
Not God's fault. What are you building a house on a sand?
To know that the
we'll
earth
get
is fault, if they're going to be earthquakes.
So I'm still in the air. Hey, I'm not going to
hey, all right. Wait. And you're religious.
That's a lunatic.
Is he completely out of touch with
his goddamn
mind? Is he fucking insane?
In essence, what he said was, God didn't explode the hand grenade. He pulled the pin and threw it, but he didn't explode the hand. He said God set up a system of weather that makes tornadoes. But he doesn't throw the tornado at the people, but he set the whole thing in motion.
But here's what I got. He's blaming the victim.
The victim,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you didn't build your house on that flat land,
yeah.
All right. You know
and
what?
She didn't wear that short skirt.
Yeah. It's the same thing, you're right.
It really
you know what, Kentucky?
The Democrats.
You know what, Kentucky? No houses for you.
That's it.
It's fucking insane.
So according to him, because he mentioned earthquakes, hurricanes, and tornadoes, what, no houses on the East Coast.
Or West
no
Coast.
No houses on the West Coast. And none in the Midwest.
Yes.
And, you know, the blizzards that take people out, too. So that North is pretty... I don't know. I think that leaves Iowa.
They get tornadoes.
Oh, they're going
to
get hail.
Oh, okay. Well, then there's nowhere to live.
But he said if people would have prayed more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
you need mass praying. There was one woman... did you see the video clip of her praying and speaking in tongues and holding her hand up to the tornado as it rolled right over her fucking house?
Really?
She's going, stop tornado. She was
she
praying to God.
It. She should have meant it.
But God needs more people. And I talked about this on a radio show today.
Did I miss the part where
I was sure you were talking about it.
Yeah, I equated it to when an MC comes out and goes, how we doing, people? Yeah. And they go, yeah.
I'm totally not bringing you out.
I didn't hear you. How we doing? Yeah. See, God likes that big yeah. He don't want two or three people praying. He needs, yeah, God.
Read my credits. I make tornadoes all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. Ladies, you might have seen them.
Ladies and gentlemen, God.
Did I miss the
God. So, how we doing? Don't answer. I already know. God.
Oh, me.
Did I miss the part of the Bible where Jesus turned tornadoes into warm, gentle breezes? Did I miss that part?
The only warm, gentle breezes coming out of that old fucker's mouth.
I mean, he's saying Jesus can still a fucking tornado.
Well, he can.
What, is he part of the Fantastic Four?
He chooses not to, though.
He chooses not to die.
Restraint.
And he said that God put this thing in place, this weather system, where warm air does what it does with cold air and gets together and dies. It's like, but God is supposedly all-powerful. He could make heat and make the weather system where you don't even need it to work like it does. Oh, I made it, but one of the byproducts, tornadoes. Hey, God, make it not make a tornado.
Yeah.
You're God. You could do anything.
All right, well, listen, we all know Pat Robertson. Not
oh,
personally.
Yeah.
In the past, you know, usually when there's a tragedy, he likes to blame the homosexuals for the tragedy.
That is true, and well, he should.
So I ask you,
I ask
both of you gentlemen, don't you think getting blown by a tornado is really the gayest way to die?
See?
The most comfortable
see?
One.
If Pat would have thought that up, he would have said it.
I mean, this guy, but here's what, and we talked about the religious right. This is where the GOP, they're trying to appease these lunatics.
Gets crazy.
What are you
but
doing?
But you want to know something? Yeah. I kind of get a feeling what Anthony was saying. Now, if I'm correct, what you said about 20 minutes ago, as the progress, like once the primary is over.
I got to take a piss?
No.
Oh, I thought I said
very
that.
Very funny. It's like the pisser from Oz.
Liberator drip.
But
that one,
funny. But do you think that Romney will start gravitating away
absolutely
from the religious right? As the
I guarantee you'll see Romney start getting away from that right. But he's so cornered right now by Gingrich and Santorum saying, "Why would you vote for this guy? He's not even a conservative,"
he's
which
a
seems to be so important with the Republicans. I don't think it is. But you're going to see him. He's got the right. He's got the conservative
yes,
right.
Of course.
They're not voting for Obama. Don't worry about it.
I think the fear is that they won't vote at all because they're not enthusiastic.
Well, he's. I think they will vote to get Obama out.
They'll
they
try.
Him that much.
They'll try.
So if he could go over to the middle a little more after the primaries are done and he's the candidate, I think he'll have a much better chance.
Do you think that would affect the Tea Party vote?
No. Again, the Tea Party not touching Obama. Mm. Not going near his fucking vote. Mm. So... you know, he's got to pick up the middle, and he's got to pick up the independents. But as a pre-primary, he can't do it. He's being battered.
I think the GOP, listen, I think they wanted to attack Obama on his foreign policy, but you're looking at the guy who was president when Bin Laden went down, who was president when Gaddafi went down, who's fucking dropping missiles all the time. And it's hard to ended the war in Iraq. It's hard to go after him on that. I think Romney really wanted to go on the political thing. There's been growth. It's been slow growth.
He did not end the war in Iraq. I can't let you say that.
The war ended under his watch.
The war ended under his watch. He pulled the troops out. The war ended because more soldiers were put in and quelled a huge uprising that was going on.
Yes, the war started because we never should have been there.
Well that's... I'm not talking about getting in there and why we're in. We all, believe me, there was everyone cheering, waving American fucking flags when
not.
We sent troops in there.
I was not.
All right?
I was
well,
not.
You know what? You're Kreskin. But everyone else was looking, going, "Fuck up anyone! We saw towers fall. Kill anyone!"
Yeah, it was after.
Believe
that.
It. Well, you're a much smarter man than everyone else because
that's not true.
We all thought that.
Well, that's not true.
So when the war started, and continued, and we started feeling that quagmire-ish feeling.
My point is, they like to portray him as weak on foreign policy. I don't think they can do it.
I think in political ads, you're going to see them succeed doing that.
I don't think. Well, we'll see.
Believe
Kreskin.
It or not,
we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I think, like I said, I think the strength was to go with the economy, but there's been growth. It's been slow growth. There's been growth. But that being said,
I'm doing Hannity and Combs in my basement.
Well, we are tonight. I think they're going down a bad path when they go on these social issues because most of America, the majority of America, is not with them. It's just a fringe far right.
Right.
And listen, I think they're self-destructing. I wish there was a strong Republican Party. I wish there was three parties or four parties. I don't like the way the system is right now. But I think they're self-destructing.
I think one of the problems is there's so many fractions of the Republican Party right now. The religious right, the moderates, the Tea Party.
I think there's more on the left. I think the left is more fractured than the right is.
What
tell you the truth, and I think that's why right-leaning media does, or right-leaning news programming like Fox News does a lot better than left-leaning news programming because it's so.
I don't think that's the reason. Where's the fractures
between? Well, you got split up on sexual issues, on racial issues. When you get Republican-based broadcasting, let's say Fox News, they're pretty united as one. When you get the left, they're united as the left and Democrats, but they're so out there as far as you have ethnic groups, blacks, Hispanics,
programming choice,
Mexicans, immigration issues. There's so many issues that they don't agree on.
But that's a programming choice. You know, Roger Ailes has decided, I want Fox News to reflect these
views. No, I understand. I'm just bringing that up as an example, but I think...
I think the best political show is actually on MSNBC, I know, but it's hosted by a Republican. I think Morning Joe is the best political show on there because he's got the right, he's got the left, and he's the most honest.
Oh, that chick on that show drives me nuts.
Listen, I know she's far left, but I think...
No, she doesn't let them talk about like sports like guys for the first 5 minutes. She's got to shut them up. Oh, now let me turn. And he gets mad, and I could tell. I look.
He's going to slap a bitch. He's going to slap a bitch.
I like the guy from Much Too Early. Is it Much Too Early?
Way Too Early. Yeah, yeah.
That does Before the Morning Joe. He's good. He's very good.
No, but I think, would you agree that that's one of the more balanced
shows? No.
Really?
No. I see that as being very biased.
You think Joe Scarborough was biased?
Yeah, no. He's in a roundtable group there.
But he's the host. I mean, he's the main guy.
Well,
and he has Michael Steele on, who is the head of the Republican
Party. Yeah, but I do see a lot. They play a lot of clips of Romney, Santorum, and Gingrich.
Well, that's what's going on right now.
But no, they play a lot of clips of them, and it's a lot of just negative stuff.
Well, because that's what's going on right now.
No, you could watch other things that are a little more right-leaning that they play the same clips and aren't so critical.
I think Joe Scarborough is disgusted with his Republican Party. I think that's why you're seeing it. Yeah, I think he's always like, what has become of my party?
He's not quite a hard right-wing conservative, though.
He was. Republican. He voted that way. Yeah. He voted. All right. I mean, we got more topics, but we should probably get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do Drunks in the News. And you got that? You got the music for that, Joe?
Well, I didn't do anything.
We were talking about that.
It happened. Hold on. Look, the bear's playing with a computer.
Hey, bear! What are you doing, bear?
There's an awful small record.
Well, Joe, you got that queued up?
No,
this is the best. Let me tell people, the best part of tonight is the fact that Pip wasn't here and Joe had to take over
the computer. He's done a good
job. Believe me,
he's done
that
a good job.
Anything happened is a good job. He is horrid when it comes to anything
right.
Like moving parts, electronics, things, living things,
inanimate objects.
Joe's
terrible at life. anything in the universe, Joe sucks at.
Just the fact that it worked at all.
No, listen. There's been glitches, but I think Joe's done.
Yeah, I did better.
Joe's did it. Joe did a good job tonight. I mean, the intro music was a little sad that we couldn't get that right.
Sometimes you turn the volume down. And with computers, there's like 20 different volumes.
We got a lot of shit going on here.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think Joe did a good job.
Where's our shit going down?
I don't have any sound.
Oh, I hear you.
I hear.
Glad you do it.
Well, is your battery dead?
I think my battery's dead. Maybe dead battery? Tell me when it's over.
It's burping. Da, 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 da. I love that song.
All right, Joe, get the next video queued up. As we'll play it in a couple seconds. But first, the Benjamin Franklin Dictionary of Drunken Terms. He came up with over 200 drunken synonyms for being drunk. And number two on the list is, he's casting up his accounts. He makes it sound like getting fucked up is bookkeeping.
Did Franklin really come up with these?
Yes, yeah. These are his. He's a genius.
That guy, like, was constantly working. I mean, all the important shit, and then like, I'm just going to make up some terms for drunks.
Too. I like that. He's casting up. Like, he's settling up with the curb that he's going to be passed out on.
Yeah, settle up.
Yeah. From settling up, bartender, you've got me schnookered. I'm going to be passing. I'm just going to cast my accounts and fly a kite. Maybe that's why you fucking flew a kite in a thunderstorm.
He did seem like
the original Jackass.
Original
Jackass. You got that ready to go, Joe? Yep. All right, our drunk in the news is a drunken Zamboni driver.
Ah.
But first, a commercial.
And a commercial break. Boy, you gotta love these commercials.
That looks good. I'm hungry.
Of course you are.
I'm hungry.
Of course you are, stupid.
Because you're stupid.
Shut up.
I think I gotta pick up some 9-volt batteries.
I won't bring booze. I'll bring batteries.
Minnesota man Joel Russ has been charged with DWI for driving a Zamboni while totally zonked. Care 11 reports the drunken ice resurfacing ride happened during a Pee Wee hockey game. One of the this video.
I'm sure this is a humorous story. I can't hear a fucking thing. Look at him. God can see, though. Look at that asshole.
You shouldn't be fucking doing donuts in the goalie crease.
Oh, no.
Yahoo Sports says a normal 10-minute job of resurfacing the ice turned into close to half an hour.
Because he was casting up his accounts.
Young player looked on. Russ cleaned the ice like a teenager mowing your lawn for the first time.
He lost a finger?
Scraped. Parents at the ice rink called police who showed up to check on the 34-year-old Zamboni rider.
You'll have to tell me when the story's over. I can't hear anything.
I'll tell you. Russ admitted he had been drinking at home earlier that evening.
Of course he was.
And that he had driven himself to work. He agreed to submit a urine sample to measure his...
You've been drinking that much, you want to take a piss.
Test results showed that it was 0.32%. The legal limit to drive in Minnesota is 0.08.
0.3?
Reports Russ has been charged with 4 counts of driving while impaired, but it's apparently nothing new for the rink cleaner. A review of Russ's driving record revealed he was convicted of a DUI in 2003 and 2 other DUIs with an alcohol concentration of more than 0.20 from 1999 and from 2 separate incidents. None of Russ's previous drunk driving incidents involved a Zamboni.
All right, hit pause.
It does. Involved a Zamboni.
All right. So here's a guy who's been a drunk driver since 99. and they hire him to drive a Zamboni.
Yes, they figure it's pretty confined.
Was the person looking at that application fucking drunk?
Yeah, well, that's...
What the hell are they thinking, Anthony?
I really good on ice.
Yeah. Heel toe, walk the blue line. Hockey joke.
But let me ask you, would hockey be more interesting?
Joke not being the strong part of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't hear a fucking thing.
Oh, Joe.
Would hockey be more interesting in between periods if we had drunken Zamboni races?
I think a lot more people would show up.
I think we should have, like, we used to, in college, we used to have dizzy bat races in the fraternity. I think we should have drunken Zamboni.
You guys were crazy.
You had what?
Isn't that where you...
I was a snob, I went to college. Me and my higher education.
This blows. I can't hear shit.
You can't hear me. I'm sitting right next to you.
What kind of... What did you have in college?
This is great. It's like doing a show with Grandpa. What's that?
No, I can't hear you.
What'd he say?
Speak up!
I can't hear. Where's my hover round?
You want me to fucking pantomime and we'll play charades, stupid?
What game did you play in high school?
Like, you can feel sorry for yourself. I hope you don't do that.
Look, don't make me get the jitterbug. Right?
when we part of pledging a fraternity, it wasn't a game, it was part of hazing. They'd fucking get you drunk, of course. Then they put like a wiffle ball bat on the ground.
Right. You had to sit on it.
No, that was when you were on terrestrial radio on 102.7.
No, that's true.
What will a stupid stupid slut do for an Opie and Anthony bumper sticker?
I still hold the record.
As well you should. You are the king of
tell me more, Potsy. What did
you do? There we go. Back to that 70s reference that Joe was waiting for. So, whatever. So you spin around. You're fucking drunk out of your head. You spin around a bat holding it. You run. You're fucked up and they throw snowballs at you.
Jesus, isn't there a stairwell you could fucking cascade down?
Ugh. All right.
We just smoked pot.
I know. What kind of school? Where did you go to school?
I was just fucking comparing that to Zamboni driving.
Really? Well, I could see the simile.
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe. You are consistent. You are a fucking bookend. Want to recount your Oreos story again, stupid?
I'm dead. A lot of people are probably sitting out there.
I get an email today. I want to talk. Oreos are having their 100th birthday. I want to talk about it.
Well,
and I go,
not?
Really?
What don't you like about Oreos? Never it's a great American snack. You probably hate Doritos. I know you hate Doritos. If I give you,
I hate all fucking Mexican foods. All right, see? Don't let them across these borders.
I want to read my friends on the chat board. Go fuck yourself. All right. Anyway.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Before we do,
we're gonna do that. Don't worry. You're a premature plugger. Anthony, what do you got going on?
Nothing. Obie and Anthony show every weekday morning.
Any compound shows coming up?
I always do that whenever I feel intoxicated.
Probably tomorrow.
Stay tuned. And tune in. Obie and Anthony show.
Joe, what do you got going on?
I will be at Governor's this. Yeah, I know. Well, of course you will be. Governor's this.
Heckle Friday. Yourself.
Shut up. Friday and Saturday, 9 o'clock on Friday, and two shows, 8 and 10:30 on, 9 o'clock Friday, two shows.
He can't even remember. 8 and 10:30 the same fucking club Saturday, every week.
Shut up. Governors, Levittown, come on out. Come on up, please. Come see me, I'm funny. Not like this guy, but I'm funny.
Yeah, they can tell. You're hilarious.
All right, what bowling alley are you going to be
in? No, first I want to thank Anthony.
All right.
For letting us play in the club.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you, pal.
Well, always a pleasure.
I'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great dojo. Check out their dojos at smacenters.com.
Hi.
I want to thank James Thomas Website Design. They're the company that designed our website. If you can mention Davin Comedy, get a discount. They designed davincomedy.com. They designed sidesplittingproductions.com. You can click on their link on my website. Also, Sidesplitting Productions for your entertainment needs. If you want Joe to show up as Santa Claus, we can make that happen for you.
Yes.
This Saturday, I'll be performing in Fleetwood, PA, at the Fleetwood Fire Company. I was waiting for the comments.
No, all right. We all understand.
For tickets, six. For tickets, 6-1.
For tickets!
Look at it. Joe gets so in.
He fucking really does.
Thrilled with that. That's funny.
610-944-6062. Also, like I said earlier, you can download us for free on iTunes. Go to podcast, Davin's Den. You can get the old shows from the Terrestrial Radio. Next couple weeks, I want to get the compound shows up there. It's all for free. Follow us on Twitter. And like I said, before we go, a friend and a colleague in the comedy community passed away last week. He was really beloved. Vince D'Antona was really beloved by everybody who ever worked with him, whether you hired him or you were a comic on the bill with him or you were just an audience member. He was a class act. He was a Vietnam War veteran. And let me get his picture up here.
Yeah.
And he passed away So we want to send our condolences.
And I'll tell you a story. We had a we had the wake over the weekend. We had a gathering at one of the governors last night where we were showing a roast of Vince. And it was
we had
fun watching, you know, the roast and stuff like that. And when the roast was over and Vince said goodnight to everybody, the whole thing of us just settled in, was very upset. I've never seen a group of comics just in silence for 2 full minutes. I would say it was crazy, like for all the like Norton and those guys. It was the same equivalent of losing Patrice for the Comedy Cellar guys. It's pretty much what it was like losing Vince for us Governors guys. So you know, we'd like to send our, you know, condolences to the family, and he will be missed. He was a great guy.
He was loved by a lot of people, and I don't know if this is any consolation, but the reports were his last show was one of his best shows ever. And if you're a comic, that's the way you want to go out.
That's the way you want to go out.
Vince, God bless you, man. We miss you.
E-I-E-I-O.
All right, guys. We'll see you in a few weeks. Don't know when, but we'll see you soon. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.